Welcome to the Crush Anxiety Podcast. If you're an anxious high achiever who's looking to reduce stress, manage your mind, and achieve more with your time, you're in the right place, my friend. I'm Dr. Allie Wood, a psychiatrist and life coach, and I've spent years trying to science the shit out of my own anxiety and that of others. And I'm here to share with you the top strategies that I've learned along the way that will help you break free and become unstoppable. So let's crush it. Did you know that one of anxiety's biggest secrets is that it hides in your habits? Seriously, so many of us go throughout our day on autopilot, not even realizing that our emotions are driving our behaviors. We're reacting to what's going on around us and what's happening to us instead of pausing and choosing to live life on purpose. Now, I already made a video explaining why our brains like to form habits and why our habits actually worsen our anxiety. So if you haven't checked that out yet and you want to learn more, make sure to hit that pause button, go watch it real quick, and then jump back into this video. Because today, I'm going to share with you my number one tool that I use to crush my own anxiety habits. My friend, this tool is so powerful and so transformative that I even made a free PDF for you to download. It gives you step-by-step instructions on how to use this tool, and it's a complete game changer when it comes to managing your anxiety. All right, so the tool I use whenever trying to manage my anxiety is what I like to call mind maps. And mind maps are a way to gain awareness of your habits. And the reason why this step is so important is because you can't fix something that you can't see. It's as simple as that. You need to be able to recognize and have awareness of your routine patterns and habits before you can learn how to get out of them. And this step is so commonly overlooked by people because we all want to go into fix-it mode. And believe me, I get it, you guys. Anxiety sucks. However, taking the time to gain awareness of your anxiety and avoidance habits is arguably the most important step in crushing your anxiety. The act of completing mind maps alone can drastically reduce your anxiety and discomfort. So let me show you how to do these. There are 5 components to a mind map that you need to know about, and all of these are interconnected. And if you're wondering about where these individual elements came from, it's basically a combination of the components of habit loops plus the components of the cognitive triangle that's commonly used in CBT. So let me break this down further for you real quick so you understand the why behind this tool. So with habit loops, there are 3 elements to consider. There's an environmental cue, which is also sometimes referred to as a trigger. There's a behavior, and there's a result. So an example of this is when you're a child and you go to touch a hot stove and your parent instinctively grabs your arm and pulls your hand away so that you don't get burnt. In the future, when you go to do this again, your habit loop might look like this. The cue is you walking up to a hot stove. The behavior is checking to see if it's turned on, or maybe even you hold your hand above the stove to see if it's hot. And then the result is you being able to use the stove without getting injured. So there's the cue, the behavior, and the result. And all habits have these 3 components. Now let's jump over to the cognitive triangle. This is all about how our thoughts, emotions, and behaviors interact. It's the basic premise that changing how you can think can change how you feel, which can change how you behave. So when we put the components of habit loops and the components of the CBT triangle together, we get mind maps. And before I break this down further, make sure to check out that free download that I created that goes through how to complete these. You guys know that I'm a big fan of efficiency, and I don't want to waste your time. Downloading this will prevent you from having to rewatch this video over again to learn how to do these, and it'll replace the need for you to take notes. Go check it out. All right, now let's get into it. The 5 components of mind maps are 1, triggers, 2, thoughts, 3, feelings, 4, actions, and 5 results. And then the results are broken into short-term and long-term results. So now let's go through each individual component. Triggers are the things that happen to you in life. They're the things that are out of your control. So this might be a medical diagnosis, the weather, other people's actions, or even the past. When we write about our triggers, the biggest thing to remember is that we only want to put down the facts. We don't include our beliefs, our opinions, our judgments, or our interpretations about the situation. We just stick to the facts. Now onto thoughts. These are the sentences that run in your mind. And these are usually your interpretation of a specific trigger right? We give meaning to our life situations and our circumstances through our thoughts. And when completing this part, you want to pick out just one sentence that's going on in your mind and write that down. We don't want multiple sentences because each thought can evoke its own set of emotions, behaviors, and results. So after thoughts, we have feelings. And feelings is another term for emotions, which are simply vibrations that occur in your body. When you go to write this down, just pick one emotion. And if you don't have a name for that emotion, you can even just write down the body sensation that you're experiencing that's associated with that emotion. So maybe for you, it might be chest tightness, shortness of breath, or even pulsation in your hands and fingertips. The biggest thing to recognize here is that your thoughts create your emotions. So remember, one thought, one emotion. If there are two separate feelings that pop up, there are usually two separate thoughts happening. If you find when completing this that you're struggling with coming up with your feelings, ask yourself, how or what do I feel when I'm thinking this way? Okay, so after our feelings, we have our actions. And these are what we do in response to our emotions. These might be things we choose to do or even things we choose not to do. So ask yourself, what do I do when I feel this way? What are things that I'm not doing that I could be doing right now? And then my favorite question, what am I avoiding doing? Once you tease out your actions, we then determine your results. And these are the effects of your actions. And many people like to just look at the immediate results or the rewards, but I actually like to split them up into short and long-term results. So ask yourself, what do I get from this behavior? And then make sure when filling this out that your sentence is about your results and it's a reflection of what you're doing and what you're creating. So I want you to start with I and then write out your result. Remember, this is about you. It's not about other people. So we want to leave out the results that someone else might be creating. Your results shouldn't start with he or she did whatever. It's always an I statement. So let me run through an example of this with you so you can see how it works in real time. Let's say that you're upset with your friend. Maybe you found out that they invited a group of people to dinner and they left you off the list. Some thoughts you might be having include, did I do something wrong? I knew they were mad at me. This is just like them to leave me out instead of being honest with me about what's wrong. I can't even take them anymore. They are so immature. The first thing you're going to want to do when you go to fill out the mind map is separate out the facts from the story. And then we're going to throw the facts in the trigger line. So the facts of this situation are that you have a friend. Your friend went out to dinner with a group of people, and you were not asked to join. We're going to leave out all of our reasoning behind why this might have happened. We're going to leave out all of our judgments, and we're going to leave out all of our beliefs. We're just going to stick to the facts. Now, from here, we have two different options. We can either go straight to what was I thinking at the time of the trigger, or let's just say we were struggling with coming up with our thought about the situation, right? Instead, we were actually really feeling the feels. We can actually start with that feeling and use our emotion to discover our thought. I like to do this by asking, what am I telling myself when I'm feeling this way? However, since we already mapped out our thoughts ahead of time, let's just go in order for the sake of simplicity. So for the thought line, we're going to write down, they are so immature. Remember, one thought goes down here. We want it to be short, sweet, and not a compound sentence that just goes on and on. That just makes it way more complicated than it needs to be. And then the other thing to remember is that if your thought happens to be a question, we don't want to put the question down in the thought line. Just answer your question and then go from there. Okay, so now that we have the thought established, ask yourself, how does this thought make me feel? It's important to remember that a single thought might evoke a different set of feelings for different people. So for today, I'm just going to put down the feeling irritated because that thought for me personally evokes the feeling of irritation. And now comes the fun part. My favorite line to explore in the mind map is the A line, so our actions. So when you're feeling irritated after you had the thought, they are so immature, what did you do? Let's say you started texting other friends and were bad-mouthing your friend who didn't invite you to the dinner. Maybe in your head, you were spiraling and thinking of all the ways your friend has done you wrong, and you start convincing yourself that they're a crappy person. Then I even want you to consider the things that you weren't doing in the moment, right? When you were feeling irritated. What could you have been doing in this situation? Or even better, what were you avoiding doing? Well, you weren't processing your emotions, right? You were reacting to the situation instead of responding in a composed manner. In addition, you weren't talking with your friend about how you felt. You were avoiding confronting them and sharing with them how hurt you were about not being invited to the dinner. So now you tell me, what is the result of your actions? I want you to think about the short-term and the long-term results. When I did this, I put down that the short-term result is that you're momentarily feeling better because you aren't facing your emotions. You're reacting to them, right? You're grasping onto comfort and avoiding the pain associated with your hurt and having that conversation with your friend. Now, when we look at the long-term result, we might find that once your friend hears that you've been talking poorly about them, I'm thinking that will likely fracture your relationship and definitely break trust. And then on top of that, the other friends that you're texting and talking crap to about your other friend that didn't invite you to the dinner, they might also lose respect for you. They might be questioning what you're saying about them behind their back. Can you see how having the original thought, they are so immature, actually results in you being the one who is immature? Remember, our results are often directly related to our initial thought. And what I like to do is turn that thought around on myself and see how I'm acting in the exact way that I'm accusing others of behaving. We do this all the time. Now, the top thing to remember is that when completing these mind maps, is that it's not your triggers that create your emotions. It's your thoughts about the triggers. Two people can go through the same exact experience and have two very different sets of opinions and therefore sets of emotions about the events. So triggers are not the causes of your emotions. What you think about has more of an impact on your emotions than the specific activities that happen to you. This has been demonstrated over and over again in research papers, and it's one of the biggest lessons that Dr. Viktor Frankl and Dr. Edith Eger have learned from surviving the Holocaust. It's that important, guys. Now, the next thing to recognize is the connection between your thoughts, your feelings, and your actions. Your actions are due to your feelings, which are due to your thoughts. These three components work together to give you your long-term and short-term results. And remember, avoidance is usually present whenever we have a negative long-term result or consequence to our actions. The reason why this tool is so powerful is because once you start completing your mind maps and you start seeing your avoidance habit loops, you can't unsee them. It's like shining a flashlight on the hidden corners of your mind. If you consistently complete a mind map day after day, I promise you, it will jolt you out of autopilot. It's like flipping a switch in your brain. And once you start seeing how unrewarding a behavior actually is, your brain will become less excited about doing that behavior again in the future. The way your brain updates habit loops is by seeing the lack of reward from an action over and over again. And if we can replace that old, unhelpful habit with something more beneficial in the short and long run, that's a beautiful thing, my friend. So remember, awareness is the first step of regaining control of your anxiety. It allows you to see your patterns, and it sets you up to make a choice instead of operating on autopilot. The biggest place for you to have an impact is between your feelings line and your actions line. Once you can learn to pause in a given moment when you're feeling emotionally aroused or uncomfortable, you can choose whether you'd like to react to a situation on autopilot or whether you want to respond to it purposefully. Instead of habitually falling into your avoidance patterns, maybe you instead decide to try something different. And maybe over time, your brain learns that this new behavior is more rewarding in the long run than the old one was. And maybe your brain starts prioritizing that old behavior less and less, and it updates the reward value of this new behavior so that this new behavior becomes a habit. Now, if you found value in this video, don't forget to download the PDF guide that goes along with it. I promise it will help you. I also want to challenge you. I challenge you to complete one mind map a day for the next 14 days and see what patterns you start observing. And then what I want you to do is circle back to this video when you're done and let me know that you've one, completed the challenge, and two, what you've learned about your anxiety and avoidance patterns. Talk soon, my friend. Until then, keep kicking ass and crushing it.
Joe!
Just a quick reminder, this podcast is presented solely for educational and entertainment purposes only. Although I am a doctor, I am not your doctor, and listening to these episodes does not establish a doctor-patient relationship. This podcast is not a substitute for the advice of a doctor or other mental health professionals. It's also important to remember that the views expressed are my own and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of any institutions or organizations I may be affiliated with. Got it? Great.